Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart on the What to Count On for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Joshua Miller, who is seeking House District 78. He is running against incumbent Republican Jared Klein.
My name is Joshua Miller. I'm 26 years old and a native of Washington. I live here in town with my wife and some extended family. I'm seeking the State House seat for District 78 this year.
Why did you decide to seek this seat at this time?
I wasn't satisfied with the representation that we were getting, and I figured that if I'm not satisfied with that representation, I can't possibly be the only one. So I'd seen sort of a lack of candidates in the past to seek this position, and I thought I'd step up and try it myself.
And you're not from one of the traditional two parties that you see on the ballot?
No, that's correct. I am a Libertarian. We're a third party. However, this is a two-party race with only a Republican and a Libertarian in it this cycle.
And can you tell us a little bit more about some of your views or some important issues that you really want to address if elected?
Sure. The central, I guess, core of Libertarianism is self-ownership and the fact that you own your property and the product of your labor. Government should hold a minimal role in any of those aspects, and we try to keep government out of it.
And again, are there any certain issues that you would like to address if elected?
There are several, actually. The first I'd like to focus on is medical cannabis in the state. The bill that was passed in 2014 actually does expire next year, and we need to replace it with something respectable. I'm looking at a comprehensive list of conditions that have been shown to be alleviated by cannabis, a great expansion over what we've seen before with whole plant access.
And are there other states that have something that you like that you would like to see Iowa adopt, or would you want to kind of rewrite it altogether?
We would definitely work with the Republicans and the Democrats in the House and Senate, as well as we're going to have to consider Governor Branstad. So we'll have to basically compile something new, taking the best elements of some of the states that we've seen before.
And are there other issues that you would like to address, or is that the main one?
I would like to work, you know, with both of the traditional parties, as well as any no-party-affiliated representatives and senators that we have in the state, to protect the rights of Iowans. And like I said, shrink government as much as possible, not just spend less than we take in, but actually shrink the size and scope of state government.
And in that shrinking, are there certain things that you would like to eliminate?
Two of the big ones I'm looking at are the Iowa Alcohol Beverages Division, which is currently the only state-approved wholesaler of liquors in the state. I think if we can open that up to private competition, we can lower prices and reduce the size and scope of that department. Another thing I'd looked at was removing the requirement for Iowa's front license plate. That in itself would save, you know, tons of raw materials as well as the cost of labor to produce them.
So two things that not everybody thinks about on a day-to-day basis.
No, they're not hot button issues, but they're real ways that we can save the state money.
And in closing, what would you like our listeners to keep in mind as they head to the polls?
I would definitely keep in mind looking beyond straight ticket voting. For instance, my race, as I'd mentioned, is only a Republican and a Libertarian. And if we just go with traditional straight ticket voting, you know, I don't even have a chance, to be honest. So if we look past that and actually break the ticket, a lot of unsatisfied voters are doing that already with their presidential choices. So look on further down the ballot and see, there may be good candidates on a party that you're just not a member of.
That's been today's Washington Page with Joshua Miller, who is seeking House District 78 against incumbent Republican Jared Klein. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.